Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
So obviously we did not record last week because I was in LA. Steven was busy moving into a brand new apartment. So forgive us if we just don't talk about all the headlines that happened within the week. It's been a lot. It's been
Yeah,
a very
there's a
busy
lot to
week.
catch up on. I feel like I haven't
Yes.
even seen Maggie in 10 years.
Honestly, it's been a while. How was your Halloween?
It was good.
And who were
Well,
you?
Halloween was actually like the day I moved, so I didn't do much on the day. But the weekend before, I reused one of my Halloween costumes. Okay, because I got invited. I hate when people reuse costumes. Like, at least give a year in between, you know? But I got invited to a last minute Halloween party, so I reused my like 90s rocker Bret Michaels costume. And then on Saturday, I went to like an event, a Halloween like party at a event space, Masonic Temple in Detroit. And I was Quicksilver from the Halloween episode of WandaVision. And then my friend Brooke was Wanda from that same episode. So it was
Yeah,
like a little duo.
pictures of you guys, you look great.
Yeah, I
I
did my
don't know
hair
those
silver.
characters, but you looked great.
Brooke looks so good. Yeah, I dyed my hair silver and it honestly looked like old man-ish, but you know what? Whatever. You get what you
Whatever.
get on Amazon. It was like $5. So what were you, Maggie? Tell the world.
So, okay, Friday, I was really what anyone wanted me to be. I was a washed up early 2000s pop star who had cocaine coming out of her nose, slash coked out Sue Sylvester, slash coked
Sue
out.
Sylvester.
That's what I look like the most. Slash coked out mom from Mean Girls. I was a lot of things. Yeah, that was a wild night. Saturday I did not go out because I could not hang. I exerted a lot of energy on Friday. Sunday I was Ryan from High School Musical. That was a fun one. And on actual Halloween I was Florence Pugh when she showed up to the Venice Film Festival. Not her on the red carpet, but her with the Aperol spritz and her all purple outfit. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. It's iconic. The girlies at Harry Ween knew who I was. So that's all that
Oh
matters.
yeah, I didn't even know you were wearing that, but like as soon as I saw it, I'm like, yes, this is it. This is the costume.
Yes. Yeah, and I thought it was very original. At Harry Ween, I did see a lot of Alice from Don't Worry, Darling, especially from the scene when she has the blood all over her dress at the very end. But I did not see anyone else with my idea, which is what I wanted. I always want to be original Halloween. So
For sure.
it was good though. Loved it. Speaking of Halloween costumes, Halloween this year for the celebrities was, I think, a really good year. Sometimes it's a dud, but Frankie Jonas and his girlfriend as Joe Jonas and Taylor Swift from the 3D movie, gold. Absolute gold. The
Nail
way.
head. Hit it.
The way they were acting was so funny. All the videos and the pictures, hilarious. One of my favorites from this year.
Yeah, like Frankie Jonas didn't get called the bonus Jonas for years for him to not be able to make fun of his siblings. Like he's allowed to like get famous off of their clout because he had to be called the bonus Jonas for years. So you know what? It's his right.
Billie Eilish and Jesse Rutherford. So, I mean, we've talked about this in a previous episode where there was rumors that they're dating and then that there's a 10 plus year age difference between them. And they really leaned into that because Billie Eilish was a baby and Jesse Rutherford was an old man. I don't think that this was it. This was not the sir they thought it was. It just made everyone feel even more weird about their relationship.
The fact that they like are acknowledging this age gap, like you said, like they think it's a serve, but it's just like it just makes you point it out even more.
Yeah, you're
And
like,
it's just like
ooh,
gross.
it's
And she was
cringe
like,
central.
yeah. And the baby itself, the alpha, was just bleh.
Yeah, I thought the same. I was like, these costumes, just like, anyways, are bad.
Yeah, it was giving spirit Halloween.
Right? Like, for people that have money, like, if I had like money, I would go all out.
Right. Like I'd pay somebody to do my makeup, like to
Right.
figure out my outfit, tailor it to me. Like, come on.
Yes, exactly. And then we had Harry Styles as Danny Zuko. Let me just tell you guys. So I was at Harryween, and at first, like when the crew came out after the opener to like set up the stage for Harry, they were all Oompa Loompas. And we were like, oh, so like, because Harry does like an ensemble thing with the rest of the band too. So we're like, oh, so they're all going to be people from Willy Wonka. Weird. And there was also actually someone a few rows over from me dressed up as Willy Wonka. And I was like, that's kind of crazy. How did you know? But then one of my friends, like a few minutes later, was like, I wonder if they're doing this just to like throw us off. And they were, because before the band came out, You're the One That I Want started playing. And I was like, wait, this is Grease. And then the band came out and they were all different people from Grease. And I was like, holy shit, he's gonna be Danny motherfucking Zuko. And if you know me, you know that I love Grease. I can quote that movie like the back of my hand. And I love Danny Zuko. And when he came out, that man was doing the hand jive. He was doing the hip thrust. He lost it. He sang
Oh,
Hopelessly Devoted
not
to
the
You.
hand jive.
Oh my God, Steven, I thought of you during the hand jive. I was
Oh,
like, this, we would be in our glory. I could not believe my eyes. I was like, I can't believe I'm literally witnessing this in person.
when I saw that he was Danny Zuko, I was like, oh my God, Maggie probably passed out. I don't even know if she saw Harry. She's probably like in an ambulance right now.
Literally, I lost my mind. And then when he sang Hopelessly Devoted to You, I was like, this is it. This, I peaked. I peaked. I don't need anything else after that, actually.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Iconic. I just Grease is the word, you know?
It is.
Yeah,
And then we had Lizzo, Cardi B, and I want to say someone else too, but they were all Marge Simpson. And I don't know why this was like the year for Marge Simpson, but they all looked great.
I love it. I'm trying to see if I can find who else did it, but I'm not really seeing anything.
Maybe I made that up, but I thought it was three people.
I mean, you might be right. It just might have been somebody smaller that you forgot about.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love the costume, but very random.
So random. I don't know if they like planned it or not. They didn't say that they did, but it would be really weird if they didn't plan it. I don't know.
Right. I mean, it was like separate days though.
Yeah, you're
So
right.
that makes me think that they didn't plan it together. It just kind of happened. I mean, like, and what are you gonna do? Like, if you already have the costume ready, you can't really change last minute.
True.
Well, you can, but it's hard.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing
Yeah.
when you're a celebrity. You gotta stick to a plan.
Yeah, exactly.
And then last but not least, the queen of Halloween herself, Heidi Klum, was a worm. Genius. Genius, honestly.
I'm speechless. When I first saw it, I think I just like stared at my phone. Like what?
I just have like so many questions. Like, how did she go to the bathroom? How did she eat? How did she drink? How did she like walk upstairs, walk downstairs? Like, she had to have people by her all night to like help her out.
Right. Did
And
you see
then,
that video of her like trying out the worm costume for the
yes. Yes. Did you?
first
Okay,
time?
the part where they like put like the mask, like part of it over her face. It looked like a big piece of ham.
Ew, kinda.
But the part where she's like just in like the foam like layer of it, and then she's like laying down like wiggling in it, I was like, this is insane. This is insane.
Yeah, I love it. Loved every second of it. Because, like, these girlies out here trying to dress slutty and cute. And Heidi Klum's like, no, I'm going to be something absolutely crazy, never been done before, transform.
I've never seen it, so
Yeah, it was just
yeah.
funny.
It was amazing. Like, truly could would never think of an idea like that in ever. So yet again. Oh wait, we forgot to mention Addison Rae.
Yeah, it Addison Rae, you know what? I respect the game because she dressed up
Yeah.
as Lady Gaga from her paparazzi performance at the VMAs in whatever year
I think it was
that was.
2009. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, with all the blood coming down or the white curly wig. Oh, a
Yeah.
serve.
It really
Like
was.
I'm taking notes. That should be me next year.
Yeah. Oh
Like
my God. I
that
would
is the
love that.
perfect Halloween costume.
It is. I mean, it's just like no, I mean, it's been like so long since the performance, so it's like
Right.
you wouldn't even like think of that,
Right.
but I loved
Recognizable.
it.
Like you know what it
Yes.
is.
Yes. She knows. She gets it.
Yeah. And then I feel like Janelle Monáe has been taking a note from Heidi Klum's book because over like the past year she's been transforming. Like last year she did the Grinch. This year she dressed up as the White Rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. And she was just funny. And she dressed up as this character, this blue alien from Fifth Element. And I've mentioned that show on this podcast or that movie on this podcast before, the Bruce Willis movie. And I don't think anyone my age has seen it. But I've seen that movie like 10 times. It's a 90s sci-fi movie with Bruce Willis, and she dressed up as a minor character from it. And I love that. It
Oh my God, how didn't I see this? This is amazing.
Right?
Wow.
It's weird because, like, obviously she looks just like the White Rabbit, but she also kind of like looks like herself. I don't know how to explain it, the way they did the face. Like, it feels like. Not that you would look at it and be like, that's Janelle Monáe, but they like really tailored it for her.
That's true. That's good makeup. That's how you know you have a good makeup artist on your hands.
Yeah, so I just feel like she's really like learned up from Heidi Klum.
All right, let's move on to Taylor Swift, who, I mean, y'all know by now that me and Steven are not the biggest fans of Taylor Swift. Our thoughts on Midnights are not great, but the fact that she made history by occupying all top 10 spots on the Billboard Hot 100 is amazing.
Yeah.
Truly, like, cannot believe that, like, we're actually witnessing it.
Right. It's so like crazy to me because like I listened to the album and I was just like, eh, next. Like the fact
Yeah.
that people listen to it that much.
Well, I read too that like even if it wasn't a song for Midnights, another one of her songs was gonna be in the top 10 because people have just been streaming her music that much. So
What in the
either way, she
world?
was gonna occupy all the spots in the top 10 with one song or another from her discography.
And I saw that all the top 10 was like all streams. Like no
Yes.
radio, it didn't count radio play or pure sales, which was probably like way more. So like she easily got all top 10. And yeah, I'm amazed. And like it's like I've been thinking a lot about it too. Like I feel like we're in this weird place in music right now where you're able to do that. Like, not that it's not an accomplishment, but like at the same time, I don't think you could have done that 5 years ago. Like the way
No.
Spotify and Apple Music work, like the algorithms that like put them on these playlists and everything, I feel like it's so amazing that Taylor Swift can do this. She's like the first woman to occupy that many songs on the top 10, blah, 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 blah. And then it's just like it's crazy to me because it's like, what about all the other music that was released that week? Like, even if you wanted to listen to it, like, how could you? Just the way it's like forced down our throat with social media and like Apple Music and Spotify, it's like, how could I listen to any other albums that week?
I mean, true. I mean, it was everywhere. Everyone was talking about it. Like, you literally could not escape it. So, like, while this is like so crazy to think about, because I don't really think that's like settling in with people that like this is insane.
Yeah, like she dominated. There was basically no other music that existed that week.
Right. Yeah. Like you like the, it, there was like no getting around it.
Yeah.
So
And like Carly Rae Jepsen released an album, which was really good. And not that she would have like done insanely well or whatever, but it's just like artists like her who are semi-big, like couldn't even get a chance. Just the way like music works. And obviously the way Taylor Swift is in general. But
Yeah,
it's just like
Swifties are insane.
the way music is, it just like the most famous artist that week like eclipses everything. Like it doesn't matter who else is releasing music, like there's no way to listen to anything else.
Yeah, if I was an artist releasing music that week, I'd be a little bummed.
Yeah.
Be like, can we like push this back like a week or two?
Yeah, it was the three blondies, Taylor Swift, Carly Rae Jepsen, and Meghan Trainor.
Oh my God, Meghan Trainor.
She's a sweet gal, but every single song is the exact same and not in a good way.
I see people on Twitter like loving her, like
Yeah,
stanning her,
I've
and it's
noticed
not a
that.
joke.
Yeah, like her music is very like 16-year-old girl, which is like
Yeah.
fine. I like her. She seems so sweet. Like her personality seems so nice. Wish her the best, but her music is not
No.
good.
No, not at all. Yeah, so even though Taylor Swift like made history that will never be done again, I'm sure. We do have to talk about her music video for Anti-Hero,
Yeah.
where she So I didn't actually watch the music video. I just like saw this on social media and I was like, yeah, cringe. So I guess there's like a part of it where she steps on the scale and it just reads like fat. And I just feel like we're in a day and age where being fat is like cannot be considered like a terrible thing anymore or like an insult. Like that's just like the people who are, are like more curvy or, have like bigger body types. Like they're just like, yeah, I'm fat. Like that's not an insult. That's just who I am, what I am. Deal
Right.
with it. So the fact that Taylor Swift like did that, I think was a little distasteful. I don't think that she meant any harm by it. I think
No.
she was just coming from her own experience or just like the experience of, like a lot of people and like women specifically have when they do step on the scale, like no matter what their body type is. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
'Cause like clearly she struggles with body issues, like body dysmorphia, and that was like what she was trying to get across. But it's just like that word, as if like 'cause the word that popped up on the scale when she stepped on it was just fat. As if that one word was like the thing that
Like
she was
all
like
defining.
so yes, exactly. Like that's the one thing she cannot be.
Yeah.
Like, and even if that's like what is in her mind, it's like very distasteful, like you said. Like she has like millions of fat fans. Like, and if it's like the person you're looking up to is this like she's so skinny, she always has been, and not that she can't struggle with these issues, but it's like maybe you could have like worded it differently or like portrayed it in a different way. And I think she realized that. I mean, she changed it, but
Yeah, she did the right thing and edited out like once she got all that backlash, which is
yeah.
good, like you take a step back and you're like, oh God, maybe that wasn't a great choice. So let's
It's
fix
just the
it.
word. Yeah, just like the one word, as if like that. I mean, I get, and the point is like that's all she sees when she steps on the scale, but like maybe just like the it could just be like not good enough or like too much or something like that on there.
Right.
It's just like the that fact that the word fat is something that you never want to be, like that's offensive.
Yes, I
And she
agree.
realizes it, but I'm glad that we can like point these things out. Although Swifties were defending her to no end.
Were they? I didn't actually see that.
Yeah. Because they're like, well, you guys like cannot critically think because blah 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 blah. I was like, I think everyone gets her point, but that doesn't mean that we can't feel offended.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like you literally just explained it perfectly. So like we get it, but like use a different way to portray what you're feeling, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking about Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey just got the highest charting single of her career. So I mean, I guess cheers to that. I think she got number three or number four, the Snow on the
Yeah,
Beach song. So
it
good
was
for
high up
her.
there.
Before that, Summertime Sadness, I mean, I think it might have been top 10, but it wasn't very high on there.
Wait, no, what about Young and Beautiful? I thought did that didn't chart well?
I mean, I think it was like top 40, but it never hit like top 10.
Oh, interesting.
We just
That
were
was a
in
big
our
song.
teen we were just in our teenage, that was the end all be all
Yes,
kind of phase.
yeah.
Exactly. To us, it was a number one hit.
Yeah. You going to the Eras tour?
I don't even think if I wanted to, I could.
How strange is it that Paramore is opening up for her for a select few dates?
That
That's crazy.
was strange to me. She's
Because
got some good openers, though.
everyone else makes sense. Like Phoebe Bridgers is one,
Muna.
Gracie Abrams, Girl in Red, and someone
Yeah.
else I don't remember. And then
Be the
Paramore?
Doobie, Muna. Yeah.
Yeah. Like so many people that are just like, okay, yeah, like, this is great. But, ooh,
Yeah.
Paramore. That's just
Yeah.
weird. It like doesn't even like fit in, let alone like the fact that like
Right.
they're just like not openers.
Yeah, like Paramore could be doing like amphitheater shows, like selling like out, I feel like, you know, they don't really need to open for Taylor Swift.
They're
I mean,
going on an arena tour.
really?
I heard.
Okay. I mean, I think they'll do all right, but
Yeah.
they're not gonna sell out, obviously. But I love Paramore, so it's just, yeah, it is weird. I think Hayley Williams and Taylor Swift are just friends, though.
Oh, okay. I mean,
Yeah,
sure.
I know, but it's like all the other people are like up and coming, newer, I guess, kind of, or more recently becoming famous, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how Taylor Swift really has always been. Like, let's take somebody new and like try to elevate them. So that's why Paramore really does not fit in.
Remember when Charli XCX toured with her?
That's so funny.
And like the way Charli XCX like talks about it is funny. Like she doesn't regret it, but she's like, I just did not fit in there. All these little girlies, all they knew was boom clap.
Well, yeah, and she had to like change her music around. She had to sing like her most like classically poppy songs, like Break the Rules, you know, like things
Yeah.
that she would probably not really perform on a typical tour, but she
Right.
kind of had to fit as much as she could with like the Taylor Swift crowd. Plus, she was like the opener to the opener because it was Camila Cabello.
Oh,
So
God,
like
yeah.
people were talking, no one was paying attention, only like a third of the audience was there, you know. But she got a
Yeah, that's all that matters. She got a
check.
check and it cleared. Oh, okay. So, God, not to be like a buzzkill, but like we do have to talk about Leslie Jordan because that man, you even love him. He was so beloved. And him dying is so fucking tragic and so unexpected, obviously. I did not believe it.
Me neither. What a bummer. I
Like,
just saw that and
what?
like a wave like washed over me. I was like, no,
Yes,
no.
like in a freak accident, too. Like, what are the odds?
I know. It's so like just it's so horrible to be losing like this gay icon. It's too early. He was only 67.
I know. Yeah, people were just like one of the saddest things to me was like, I mean, obviously he was like a gay icon and stuff, but so many people were just like he brought me like so much comfort and joy during the pandemic because he would make the best videos during
He
the pandemic. And that's just like something so sad. Like he just like made people feel like so comfortable and just like so like they could like be themselves and just like it, you know, like no matter what was going on in the world, it was like you turn on a Leslie Jordan video and it's like, or just like a little like clip on your timeline. It's so funny and you like just like forget about what's going on for a minute.
Yeah, he was just like goofy. He'd just be doing the most random stuff. And it was like always just being himself. Like it wasn't even always trying to be funny. Like he'd just be doing random shit.
Watch me, Daddy. Watch me twirl.
Well, shit. Literally, there's a picture of him at the gay bar we go to in the bathroom.
Yes, yeah, there's a big poster of him and it says
Yeah.
well shit underneath it. So
Yeah.
yeah. It's
Just what a bummer.
I know.
Well, at least, like, yeah, we just know that everyone liked him. I never heard a bad word about Leslie Jordan.
Never. People were just like just floods of like compliments and just like praises for him. So like that's how you know that like someone was like an actual good person.
Yeah, it's like such a sweet man.
Yeah. I never know like how to move on from these things, but you know, thanks Leslie Jordan for like bringing a lot of comfort and joy to a lot of people's
Yes. Yeah.
lives.
Yeah. Cheers to you. I'm cheersing my coffee to Leslie Jordan right now.
I don't have anything with me, but cheers. Okay. So yeah, we don't want to end on a bad note. So the last thing we're going to talk about is Rihanna and
If we're
her
not going to end on the
return.
bad note, can we start with the
Oh, yeah, true, true. Okay.
bad?
So Rihanna, I'm pretty sure today, I mean like as we're recording, that the new Savage X Fenty installment is on Amazon Prime. And normally I love those things. I love just like the creativity behind the fashion show. It's so much more than a fashion show. It's like performance art and it's like a concert and a fashion show all in one. And I love it. I'm always like the first to stream it.
Right. Looks
But
like
this
it's coming out
time,
Wednesday,
oh, it's coming out Wednesday.
the
Okay.
ninth.
My bad. Anyways. I don't think I'm gonna be streaming it this time because for some reason, Johnny Depp is in it.
Yeah, and I saw that she was like talking it up, like he's gonna be doing something completely different. It's a mixture of modeling and acting. Like, why?
Can we get literally any other man?
Ugh, I know. I'm. We're
Because
both the biggest Rihanna fans, and we're pissed.
yeah, well, it's just like the fact that like Savage X Fenty is known for being like all inclusive and like a safe space for like literally everybody, every identity, every sexuality. And then you bring in Johnny Depp, who was just like the antithesis of all of that. You know?
Yeah. It just there's absolutely no reason for her to have him.
No, like you could truly find any other man.
Unless she's about to like dump pig's blood on him.
Yeah.
Like Carrie.
I
But I doubt that's gonna happen.
don't think that's gonna happen,
Yeah, and Cheryl
unfortunately.
Lee Ralph is gonna be in it. And
Yeah.
now I can't watch it.
True.
I'll
I
see clips of
forgot.
her, I'm sure, at least.
Yeah, I'll watch a little clip of her. But yeah, I just like don't really know like what was going through Rihanna's mind or like her team's mind when they were putting together this fashion show and they thought this was going to be a good idea.
Yeah, I saw Ali Alexander, who's from Years and Years. He's like an ambassador for them, and he's like been in the fashion shows and stuff. He's just like, no, not anymore. He already said he's not gonna do it.
I mean, I don't blame him or anyone else that feels that way.
No, I feel like that's gonna happen.
Yeah. I hate this. I hate this.
I know. It makes me really upset. So we need to see what comes of it. This was new information yesterday.
Yes.
So we need to see what comes of it before I jump to any conclusions. But I'm disappointed.
To say
Very
the least.
disappointed. Yeah. Okay, can we talk about the good now?
Yes, so Rihanna made her triumphant return to music with a single from the Black Panther album that she wrote and produced or just like worked on. I'm not like sure entirely what it was, but the leading single is her first single since Anti. Her first solo single since Anti.
Which was 2016.
Yes. Never thought I'd see the day, to be honest.
Me neither.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
I see a lot of people saying that they don't like it because it's not what they expected. And I do get that. However, it is a tribute to Chadwick Boseman for a Black Panther movie that is just, like it helps stand for like Black empowerment and like showing like more diversity and superheroes on screen. And for that reason, I think it's a beautiful comeback. I think the song is pretty. It's sweet. I think it's a nice tribute. And I like that for her comeback. Like it, she didn't make it all about her, which she could have. It's not a bad thing, but it's kind of nice that she chose to do it now. Like she could have done it whenever she wanted.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I agree that it being a tribute to Chadwick Boseman is a great thing. I don't know if I'm like the only one that feels this way, but like when an artist does like a soundtrack for like a movie or whatever, I just like don't count it as like their music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, unless they like curated the whole soundtrack, I guess, then I kind of think it's different, but
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. So like, I mean, was this like Rihanna's comeback? I mean, yeah, but like when I think of like a comeback, I think of like just her, you
Yeah,
know?
like a single for R9.
Right. So, although I'm glad we have a new Rihanna single and maybe like some more to come from this album, I like don't know the track list or like what's involved with it.
Right.
I want more. I want her music that she
Yeah,
like wrote
it's
for
different
herself.
because this isn't like I don't even think she wrote this song. Like I think she wrote on it, but she wasn't the person who like actually wrote the song. I'm sure she helped out a little bit, but
Yeah.
I heard rumors like before that this song was out or announced before Lift Me Up was out that there was going to be two songs on the soundtrack that she sang. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right, because like this isn't her typical style. So that's also like why I don't necessarily count it. You know what I mean? Like same with like Beyonce with Lion King. Like she kind of played around a little bit, matched it to the style of like Afro beats and like, you know what I mean? It wasn't really her kind of style. So it's like, is it new music by her? Yes. Does it count as like her comeback? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You know, that's exactly what I'm saying. So,
Yeah.
yeah. Nonetheless, though, I'm glad that we have new music by her finally. It's
Yeah.
something.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. Do I
Yeah.
like love it? Not really. I just think it's
No.
like a nice song, you know?
I think it does the job. Like, I can see it playing in the movie in like a nice like memorial type scene, and I feel like that would be like really powerful in the movie.
Yeah.
Her voice sounds very strong, and like very like clear. Like it's not it, it was a really she has like she always has like a great tone, but I don't know. Her voice just sounded like a little different than I remember. I feel like it's a little more
Right.
mature almost. And like it wasn't like a vocally tasking song. It was just very like simple and like beautiful. So I'm interested to see what kind of music she makes because like this is not it. Like this is not going to be what her album sounds like. Like this is
Yeah.
very specific. So
Exactly.
I'm hoping if she does another song for Black Panther, it's like a banger, you know?
Yeah. Ooh. That's what I need, I think. I think I just need like a good like pop R&B song from her.
Yeah, like something for the
Yeah, it sounds like a
club.
yeah. All right, let's get into our toast and our roast. You can go ahead.
All right. My roast goes to Drake. So, him and 21 Savage released an album today, I guess. I didn't really know much about it until I woke up this morning and saw these disrespectful ass lyrics. I don't really know if him and Meg have beef, but I didn't know that they had beef, but apparently they do because he's shitting on her and his music. This is what this man says. Shorty say she graduated, she ain't learned enough. Play your album track one. K, I heard enough. And then I think it's either the next line or a couple lines later. This bitch lie about getting shots, but she's still a stallion.
When are we gonna leave Megan Stallion alone?
She was shot. She's been through enough.
I don't know why people don't believe her. Did you like need to see a video footage of it?
She couldn't
No.
just make this up. Like, she'd be like,
This blows my mind that people just like think she's lying about it. The woman was fucking shot.
Yeah, I don't really get why he's like bringing up her name. As far as I know, I haven't heard of any like public beef between the two of them, but like that's so disrespectful. Like, why? Just leave it alone.
Like, could you just like, just it? You know what? It's so easy to just like, not, you know.
Yeah, and guess what? It's probably going to be a number one hit.
But,
I
God.
know. You're like with Drake, I feel like his music lately, it goes to number one like right away, and then it just drops off and you never hear anything again.
Because he just like mass produces like so
Right.
many songs in such a short amount of time that you have no choice but to like move on so quickly because he
Right.
moves on so quickly.
I feel like he has no cultural impact. Like he's so
Not.
mega famous, and then like, but there's no impact on society. Like the only thing I hear people talk about Drake still is like started from the bottom. Like that's the only like, and that was how many years ago? Like people
Not
still
start
say
from
that,
the bottom.
obviously. You know what I mean? Like the cultural
Yes.
impact. I saw tweets about this the other day too. This is off topic, but with Taylor Swift, she is like the most famous person in the world. Yet she's not like really making cultural impact. Like all of you, like compared to like artists like Lady Gaga, Beyonce, like they're really like changing like culture. They have things about them. Like, what do we say about Taylor Swift besides like her music and stuff?
Oh, you mean things like outside of like the
Like
actual music?
icon factor.
Yes, I did actually read something similar, or maybe it was the same thing.
And that's
Yeah.
true. Like, think about like Ariana Grande, Thank You Next. That was like a cultural shift. Like, Taylor Swift doesn't have that. And I never thought about that until I saw that. And it really got my gears turning. And that's why I'm thinking about Drake too. Like, there's certain mega famous people. And it's not like necessarily shade to them either, but it's
It's
like
just the
just
truth.
the right. It's
And
like,
sometimes truth hurts.
yeah, like Kanye West still making cultural impact, not in a good way. Like certain people, even like less famous people, are making like impacts. I don't know. I don't really know how to fully explain it. I haven't fully thought it through, but it makes sense in my head. Anyway.
I think I see what you mean. Where like Taylor Swift is just like so mega famous that like you have no choice like but to listen to her songs and like be a part of it. But like at the same time, it's like it's not making like a lasting impression on you.
Yeah, in 20 years, when you think of Taylor Swift, like, what are you going to think of?
I mean, I do think that like Red had a cultural impact.
Right.
I also think that 1989 had a cultural impact because it was
Yeah.
just like such a switch from
Yeah.
the genre of music that she was doing before. But then,
But, like, everything she's done has, like, been done before at the same
yeah.
time. She hasn't done
And
anything like new.
I mean, Reputation maybe a little bit because some people are like, ooh, is this the Reputation era? But like,
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
It's
like
just
with
like,
Drake, like I think that he did have a cultural impact at some point. I mean, like
yeah.
back in like 2009, YMCMB, that
Yeah,
was a huge
absolutely.
thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he used to, but it's like nowadays, like, he drops an album like every 6 months. It goes to number one. He gets a number one hit. And then, like, nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
It's like, rinse and repeat. It's just like
Yeah.
very bizarre, the world we're living in. I don't know. That sounded weird, like I'm an old man. That's not how I meant it, but it's just like, I don't know. When you're gonna think back, it's like, where are these, like, what do you think of? I don't know.
I get it. I even though you think you're not explaining it correctly, I understand where you're coming from. I understand what's going
Okay.
on in your
I
mind.
need to pull this together. I need to write down
Yes.
my thoughts. This is my thesis. Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna get off my soapbox or whatever that was. My just like random ass stream of consciousness. And this is gonna be my toast. My toast goes to Tara Reid for embracing the camp. Because lately, Tara Reid has just been the queen of camp. Her posts have been so hilarious. Her tweets make absolutely no sense. And I think she knows exactly what she's doing. I don't think she's doing like an Amanda Bynes going off the deep end kind of thing. I think she knows what she's doing. I think she's just embracing the camp. Her Halloween costume, she wore this like jumpsuit kind of thing with cutouts on the side. And it's bright red, and she has a bunch of cards like down the side, like playing cards. And every single one of these cards is a diamond. She captioned it, saying her post saying, "Queen of Hearts, I feel like a superhero in this outfit. Where are the hearts? There is not a single heart on your outfit." Well, she is wearing a heart necklace, but like every single card is a diamond.
This
And that is so funny.
headline for this article I'm looking at with the picture, and it says Tara Reid's Halloween costume had a major fail, but she still looked great in it.
Like, I don't think it's a fail. I think it's on purpose. And
Yeah.
I think she's embracing the camp, and I love that because she's been bringing me a lot of entertainment. She looks a little spooky in some pictures lately. She needs to cut back on the eye makeup a little bit. Because, like, she took a picture with the American Pie cast, but I think they're going to do another movie. I don't know. Maybe they were just reuniting. And everyone looks really, really good. And then she's got this black eyeliner. I'm like, girl, come on. But yeah, I never thought I'd be talking about Tara Reid in 2022, but here we are. You
Honestly, but yeah, here we are.
know what? She's clearly trying to make a comeback with this new like persona. So I respect it.
And maybe it's working.
For me, it is.
All right. My roast goes to the people on the internet, or just like in real life too, that are forcing people to label their sexuality. And I bring this up because Kit Connor, who plays a character in the show Heartstopper, has been being harassed for like since the show came out, which was like a year-ish ago, maybe a little less than that. I don't know. It was a little while ago. But people have been harassing this kid to like label himself because they think that he's like queer baiting or something because he plays a bisexual character in the show, but in his real life, he's dating a girl. And I don't know if like people like caught on yet, but like bisexual means you like men and women.
Right.
And Kit Connor just happens to be playing or just happens to be dating a woman in his real life. And he has never like labeled himself before because maybe he didn't know. Maybe he didn't want to label himself. Maybe he just like didn't feel the need to like share it with the world. But the fact that people like harassed him so much that he went on Twitter and was like, fine, guess what, everyone? I'm bisexual. That's how I identify. Hope you're happy now. I'm done. And I just think
Yeah.
that like in a community that is like supposed to be so accepting of like No matter who you are, where you come from, how you identify, like a sexuality or like gender-wise, like you're welcomed here. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, but like you're not masculine enough. You're not feminine enough. You're dating a woman, but you say you're bisexual. You say you're bisexual, but you're dating a man. It's like, well, like it's very confusing to me. It's like the same thing with like Harry Styles, where like obviously I'm biased and like I own that. But like people say he's like queer baiting all the time, when I think he's made it like kind of obvious that like he's not straight. He's just not willing to talk about it publicly. He said before, like my friends and my like I discuss it with my friends and my family that I feel comfortable discussing it with, and that's all that I feel I need to do. So, because I think the idea of queer baiting is kind of like outdated at this point, unless you're like Victoria's Secret that like only celebrates LGBTQ plus people in the month of June. But as far as like another the other definition of queer baiting, which is like you're not labeling your sexuality, so you don't have a right to play a gay character or a non-binary character or whatever it is, I just think that's a little bit archaic at this point.
Yeah, I think you are correct. I think the fans, because it to me with Kit Connor, like I did not know people were like attacking him for this. So I had no idea until I saw his post. Because I was like, I don't care. And like it, yeah, it made me feel really bad for him, his post. He clearly was like hurting a lot from that. I mean, I don't blame him. And it's like I think I see where fans are coming from in the initial stages, because LGBTQ plus, like people of the LGBTQ plus community, damn. Like they fought for so long to be seen and represented. When they think they have a straight person playing a queer role, I think they get defensive. So I see where they're coming from to an extent. But sometimes you gotta let things go, because Kit Connor has been such an ally. He's been so good supporting his co. Like, I thought he was straight. I mean, I didn't know. I guess I didn't think he was straight, but I just didn't know. And that was fine with me. He was going to pride parades with his co-stars. He was lifting them up. He's living the lifestyle of an ally, at least, if he was straight. You know what I mean? If he were just like playing a gay role to win an Academy Award and then walking away, that's different. You know what I mean? So I think in the initial stages, like, people get frustrated because, like, people of the gay community have fought so long to like be represented in media like by themselves that they get defensive. But then it's like at some point you have to let some of those things go. Like you can't attack these people for not wanting to tell you everything about their life. Like whether they're gay, straight, pan, bi, heteroflexible. That's my opinion of Harry Styles. He's
I don't even know
heteroflexible.
what that means. I've
I
never
don't think
heard
it really
that.
means anything. I think he's like, he likes, I mean, not that my opinion matters, but I think he likes women mostly, but he'd fuck around with a guy every once in a while.
But like then you're not straight, which is like what I'm
Exactly.
saying is
Yeah.
that like in my eyes you don't have to label yourself. I literally
Exactly.
don't care what your sexuality is, what your gender identity is, as long as you're like a good person and like you're nice and don't hurt anyone or yourself. That's like literally all I care about in a person, truly.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, like when people say they have those same values, then they like harass these people on the internet about you need to label yourself, you need to put yourself in a box. But then like on the other side of the coin, it's like, no, like we're all just people, like we all change and we're fluid, and it's like, well, like pick a side, I don't know, or just let people be who they are.
Especially like when like you're on the same team, like you're
Exactly.
fighting for the same things. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like I don't really care. I get why people can get upset if you have somebody who has not labeled their sexuality and you perceive them as straight and they start speaking on LGBTQ issues. I get why people can get upset, because there's been a few things Harry Styles has said where I've been like, eh, but then I'm like, you need to like take a step back and be like, I don't really know what's going on with him. So, you know what I mean? So, like, I get why people get upset about it, because I've been there. But at the same time, like, to continuously attack somebody and tell them to label themselves. I mean, fucking Shawn Mendes. Can we let that man have some peace? How many times do you have to say
Please.
she's straight? Whether you
Yeah.
believe it or not, who cares?
That's also the thing, is like, who cares? Yeah. It just like gets under my skin when people just like hammer it and hammer it and hammer it. And I'm like, to make a joke about it every once in a while, it's like, okay, it's like kind of funny. But just to like take it so far to like harass someone, to make a like exasperated tweet. And not to mention Kit Connor, like in that case, specifically, he is a kid. He's like 18, I think. And so many people don't figure out their sexuality, or it changes, or their gender identity changes like throughout their life, especially like as they get older. So let's just let people breathe. Let's let people figure it out or not figure it out. Like, let's just let people live.
It was like the same thing with Joshua Bassett at like the same age,
Yeah, it's
or
like,
like eight, I think they were he, yeah like 18, 19, that age. And then it was just like they're both trying to figure out themselves, and then we're like coming at them like trying to be like, you need to tell me what's going on, what, who do you like, blah blah blah, blah. Like, let them breathe.
yes. Like, let's just calm down, okay? Calm
Yeah,
down.
this, we've become like so obsessed with like sexuality and like who's fucking who. It's like, damn,
Yeah.
let's
It's
take a step back. It's not really our business.
like put your phone down, go outside, get some vitamin D, touch some grass, take a deep breath, and regroup. That's my advice to those people.
I totally agree. So yeah, like I said, I can see where they're coming from a little bit, but you can't take it that far.
No.
You're allowed to be upset about things, but you can't attack somebody and force them to tell you what you want them to tell you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Anyways, my toast goes to Sam Smith and Ken Petras, who are the first trans slash non-binary people to get a number one in the US, and for their song Unholy, which I'm gonna be honest, not a huge fan of the song, but I just think it's like something to celebrate. I mean, like, this has never been done before. I think it's a really great thing for the community after, you know, our long rant. You know, something to celebrate. But yeah, I mean, I think I've also, or like Steven and I have talked about our feelings toward Kim Petras before. If we haven't, long story short, she like works with Dr. Luke, and she's kind of like a Dr. Luke apologizer. And that's not great, but at the same time, she is a trans woman, and you know, she does things for the community, you know.
And I don't think Dr. Luke
So
made that song, so
okay, great. So we can celebrate this one. This one's a
yeah.
win.
So I like love Sam Smith. They're one of my favorite artists. I listen to them all the time. I don't really like Kim Petras's part in the song. I don't know if that's just because I have like a bad taste in my mouth for her, or it's because it's not good. I think it's both. But Sam's vocals just really make the song, so.
Yeah.
As we all know.
Yeah, so
I
congratulations.
know
Love
it's,
it.
yeah, I guess that's not surprising for me. No, what was surprising for me was that Sam Smith has not had a number one hit.
What?
Not the only one peaked at number two.
Oh,
That was the biggest surprise for me. Not that this is the first trans person.
what about the album?
The album probably went number one,
Okay.
but like the single is like not the only one peaked at number two.
Well, what
They
the
were probably
hell?
just competing against someone big. Like, I think Adele
Probably.
was out around the similar time. So, you know what I mean?
You're right.
Or like Lady Gaga or something. You know what I mean? There probably was just a song that was just a little bit bigger, but
Yeah.
I feel like that song was the biggest song of whatever year it came out. So I'm shocked, but anyway, good for them.
Yeah, love it. Love to see it. Love the representation. Yeah, that just about does it. You guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating anywhere you can do that. Leave a comment, like, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And Merry Christmas, and stream Lindsay Lohan's new Christmas single when it comes out. Don't know the exact date. but I want that bitch to have a comeback.
I'll echo that.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
See ya.